You are Locked On 76ers, your daily podcast on the Philadelphia 76ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Monday to you. It's Monday, September the 17th. For me, this is the first day back to work. I've been away, taking care of some family business, spending time with the family, and, just enjoying some off time, vacation, summer. But today marks my return, this Monday. Tomorrow, Brett Brown will have his annual preseason media luncheon, media day for the Sixers. It's going to be Friday. Training camp starts on Saturday. It runs through, I believe, Tuesday. They'll have like a blue and white scrimmage. And then on the 28th of September, we start the preseason, talking about in regards to preseason games. So, it's going to be an exciting season. It's going to be one of these seasons where, I'm going to be honest with you, I really don't know what to expect. And I do expect the 76ers to make it to the playoffs. I do expect the 76ers to be one of the top teams in the Eastern Conference. But in regards to, if they're going to be the third team, the second team, if they're going to battle the Boston Celtics for supremacy in the Eastern Conference and Atlantic Division, I don't know. I mean, I think that we won't really have a pretty good idea until the first game of the season. The preseason is as good as it is. I mean, let's face it, they're going to play Melbourne United. They're going to play the Orlando Magic. And then they go to China and they'll have two games against the Dallas Mavericks. This is the preseason. Now, the first game of the season, they're going to go up against the Boston Celtics on the road. It should be a hostile environment for them. The Celtics are going to have Gordon Hayward, Kyrie Irving back, two guys who, were hurt last year. Hayward only played in the first game. Kyrie Irving was gone for the latter stages of the season and in the postseason. So, that's when we'll get a better idea. I know that's a common sense thing to say, but it's true. We'll get a better idea. But the reason why I don't know is because I think we're going to see a much improved Joel Embiid. I mean, I don't know, for the first time in his career, he's heading into training camp healthy, 100%. And what I mean, I shouldn't say healthy. He was healthy last year, but he wasn't in game shape. He was nowhere close to being in shape. He was still trying to, get over the effects of his knee, season-ending knee injury from the previous season. So we'll have a healthy Joel Embiid. We have to find out if Ben Simmons has developed a shot. We haven't seen that yet. Markelle Fultz, we could talk about his saga forever. We'll see if his shot is back. I don't think that is 100% back. I think that he's improved, but I still believe that he has a long ways to go. I think that we'll find out if he can, continue to improve and become close to the guy that we thought he was going to be when the 76ers drafted him, this year. And then, there's the new additions like Mike Muscala and Wilson Chandler. Two guys the 76ers traded for in the offseason. Muscala was involved in a three-team trade. He comes from the Atlanta Hawks. Wilson Chandler comes from the Denver Nuggets. And let's be real. Wilson Chandler was a salary dump. Now, again, that's not saying that he's not a good player, but the Sixers were got him basically because the Denver Nuggets wanted to dump his salary. Now, from everything that I hear about him is that he's a great person and that he's a true leader. So he's going to be a great guy for the young guys in the locker room, particularly Markel Fultz. Now, you know, Wilson is also someone who, to be honest with you, is going to battle Robert Covington for that starting spot. Now, some people may say that, hey, you know, Wilson could be the starter. But if you think about it, I think that coming off the bench, that he will be a valuable and great asset for the Sixers coming off the bench. Now, Mike Muscala, he's a guy who can come in and he can get threes. I'm not expecting him to be the savior at all. I'm not expecting him to wow us in a certain way. But I do expect him to come in and hit some shots and do a lot of the role-playing stuff. Now, the Sixers also have J.J. Redick back. You know, I think we'll see, you know, much of the same that we saw last year. You know, Redick is coming off of a career year. I mean, he'll need some help because at times, you know, when it comes down to the clutch, he wasn't able to make some of the shots that he wanted to make. But again, he is a great guy. And I'm talking about in the playoffs. I'm not talking about the regular season. But, you know, so, but when you factor that in, it's going to be a solid team. It's just that we have to see how all this is going to mesh. Now, you know, for, was it the fourth, fifth straight season that they had their top draft pick injured? I don't expect Zaire Smith, who the 76ers basically traded for in the first round to get. They required him in a trade from the Phoenix Suns. You know, I expect him to play this year. I don't think that it's going to be how it was in the past when you had Nerlens Noel, Joel Embiid, you know, guys who basically, you know, Nerlens missed his entire rookie season. Joel Embiid missed his first two seasons in the NBA with injuries. You know, Ben Simmons missed his rookie season. You know, it's a different time now. You know, back then, those teams were tanking. You know, I don't think Embiid would have been able to play because of his foot injuries. But, you know, in the other instance, those teams were tanking. There was no need to bring these guys on and play. This team is different. You know, Zaire is a guy that the 76ers want to be able to get out there and play and get valuable minutes and, you know, learn the system. Now, again, Zaire is not going to be looked upon as a starter. He's not going to be looked upon as a guy that, hey, Zaire, we're going to need you to, you know, run so ISO plays for you late in the game and see if you can, you know, pull out victories for us. No, they look at him as a valuable rotation guy with a huge upside, excuse me. You know, someone who in a couple of years that they feel like could be one of the top players in this year's draft. So, in this year's draft class. So, it's one of those things where it benefits you to get him back on the floor and get him some minutes because it's going to be a learning process for him and you want him to learn it ASAP. So with that said, you know, I think that this is going to be an interesting year, but again, we won't know about the makeup of this team. You know, right now I'm looking at a starting lineup as Ben Simmons at the one, J.J. Redick at the two, Robert Covington at the three, Dario Saric at the four, and Joel Embiid at the five. I think that, you know, that gives them at this particular time the best chance to win. I think Markel Fultz is a guy who, you know, you basically forget all the hype and all the hoopla that everybody's been saying, but this is a guy you want to bring along slowly and see how that works out. But hey, I'm back and I'm looking forward to this season. Have a great one.
You are Locked On 76ers, your daily Philadelphia 76ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.